Our next item is old business. We have one item of old business today, and it is subdivision 2006-55, Alvana R. Davis as a preliminary.
Who are you reading from?
Reading the wrong one. That's next week's agenda. Wrong agenda.
I was going to say, I can look at
I'm getting ready.
Okay, this one looks more familiar. Picked up the wrong one. I was thinking I didn't remember there being any old business on here, but it was changed.
That was the wrong line too. You scared me.
Okay then. Well, I'm glad to know that everyone is paying attention, except of course for me. But we thank you just the same. And ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where we actually need to approve the minutes of the February 20th meeting, not the 28th. By the way,
we already approved the 28th.
But since the 28th is approved, we need to approve the meetings, the minutes of the meeting of February 20th.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of February 20, 2008, as amended.
Second.
Okay, then. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of February 20, 2008, as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. And typically, our esteemed counsel, who has not arrived yet, would have a few words of wisdom for you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves. So today, you're stuck with me. And for those of you that don't come here very often, here's the rundown. The director will read the application into the record. The applicant will be invited to come up and make their presentation. Then we will ask questions, and then we will ask for input from the public. First, we will ask for those who are in favor to speak, and then we will ask for those who are in opposition to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Do not allow any cross-examination. Your comments when you're speaking should be directed to the commission and not to the audience. If you have a cell phone or other electronic device, please either turn it off or put it on silent service now. If I hear a cell phone go off, you have to bring it up here and I get to hold it until the meeting's over. So that's new. I threw that one in. Actually, and I can't do that. Just turn your phones off if you would.
And no applause or other disruptive behavior shall be permitted.
There you go. What he said. No applause or disruptive behavior shall be permitted. And the chairman does have the authority to limit testimony, especially if it gets repetitive, boisterous, or just really dumb. Fortunately, that doesn't happen very often because this is your meeting, and we want to hear from you. So with all that being said, our first public